Hello and welcome to Beyond the Ball. I am Collie and this week I'm joined by Big Paddy. Paddy, what's happening?
Hello, I'm going to try and act like real enthusiastic with the internationals on, even though I couldn't be arsed.
Wearing my Ireland jersey, proud. Didn't realise that I bought this.
Triple XL, triple XL.
And of course, here now, leave it out. I didn't realise I bought this. Got a great bargain, got it in for €25 on JD Sports, and then they released a new jersey the next day. So, what a fucking waste of money. That's still not bad, is it?
Yeah, right.
And we're also joined by a returning Connor.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. Paddy has some beef to pick with you over last week.
Yeah. Where's your reaction of United trashing Liverpool, ruining Klopp season? The wheels are coming off.
What was that?
Klopp is gone.
Isn't that fucking Shy Cup, was it? No one cares about that one.
Oh, the Shy Cup now it is. Oh. Yeah, I love it.
Lads, it's going to be short and sweet, I think. We're watching the Ireland match, so I'll do a quick run through of the Ireland team and get our quick opinions on it. But this podcast is going to be fairly short because we're not reviewing any games because nothing really happened. And we're about to go 1-0 down. No, we're not. So, Bazunu back in goal. Seamus Coleman, Nathan Collins, Darragh O'Shea, Abba Bambaleli, Robbie Brady. Smaldix is there. Jason Knight.
Smaldix.
Josh Cullen, Mickey Johnson, and Evan Ferguson up top. Connor, what do you think of that team? You were just saying there a minute ago you like that team.
I think the two sides he's put out for this game and for the Belgium game have been pretty strong. They're probably like the strongest like performing teams at the moment. They're not just necessarily people who have played for Ireland before. Like obviously Sammy Smaldix is having an unbelievable season and he deserves to start both games. Josh Cullen played well the other night. Jason Knight played well when he came on. So, yeah, I think it's good to treat it back as well. I like it.
Why is Smaldix only getting in now? Okay, that's going to be his name, right? We're going to just christen him that, yeah, because, I mean, it was the same with Steve Heads. We're going with Smaldix, yeah?
If you want.
I mean, I can't believe we haven't called Smallbone Small Boner. You know? So,
Dick Boner,
yeah. So we've got a lot of dick references on the Irish team, which I love.
Bring back, what's his name? Simon Cox,
yeah, he was great. Great around the back. Robbie Brady back in the team, Connor. What do you think of that one?
I wasn't sure because obviously he hasn't been playing that much with Preston. Played well the other day against Belgium again, even just for his deliveries, but slotted him well at like wing back, I'm guessing, is where he's playing.
Yeah.
So, if he performs for Ireland and he can get some more minutes with Preston, I don't see why he shouldn't be in the teams when we move into the Nations League and stuff and for the qualifiers for the World Cup.
Paddy, we always chat about how shit internationals are, but do you get that little bit of feeling now that you're a little bit more excited about watching the Ireland team now that Stephen Kenny's gone and there's a new era?
I may as well be on a skiing podcast today.
Because you're like this?
No interest. I want to see them doing well. I want to back to the Jack Charlton days, even Mick McCarthy to a certain elements of it. But there's not a lot to get excited about, to be quite honest with you.
I've never been as excited about a nil-all draw as you do on the time.
Yeah, yeah. And either was I, and it was, I don't know what it was. Like, it wasn't like we played
a
great
friendly as well. If it wasn't a friendly, they would have beaten us.
And they played a second string team, to be fair. But look, yeah. Ireland have always been a good defensive team, and it was nice to actually see us keep a clean sheet again because it was something that we were not really doing. See this stuff there where we're playing out of back? I don't like that. let's just launch the ball.
There you go.
Gavin Bazunu absolutely letters it up.
A big fella.
Look at this. Like, you let it up, and all of a sudden, this fucking we're bursting forward. Like, why would we not just keep doing that? Like, it's definitely the better way to go. Connor, John O'Shea in charge. Would you like to see him stay in charge, or have you got anyone else in mind?
I don't think it's an option. So, like, he's not going to be in charge. I would love to see him stay on the coaching staff.
Why is he not an option? Money?
They've already said he's not an option, that they are going to replace him.
Because you should.
Presumably, if he stays in the fold, he could definitely step in there again, but I don't think his one job in football has been with Stephen Kenny. I don't necessarily think he should get the reins.
He was with Rooney as well, but I don't know if that's in the right home, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. So I don't think he'll get the nod full-time as of yet. Who would I want in charge?
Ole.
I thought we were going to look at Uspoyet, but I think Greece. Oh no, Greece got beaten. Okay, that's huge. So Greece are out with the Euros, so we could get Uspoyet. And the other one was going to be the Georgian manager. What was your man's name? Willie Sangal.
Again, another Dick reference. So he'd fit in nicely.
Willie Sangal, who was took fit over Georgia.
Jesus. and then also there's Chris Hughton, who was available, who was recently sacked from Ghana. So he'll be going on the sheep.
Be going on the sheep?
The sheep? He's going in the sheep. And do you know John O'Shea took the piss out of me on Instagram for slagging him about United? Yeah.
How do you
know? Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Context, please. Context.
I think it was Liverpool and United, and they went 1-0 down. He was after posting somewhere. I was like, not a great start, haha. And then he wrote back to me, gone quiet now, boys, or something like that. He fucking said some bullshit like that. So I want to call him out, all right? John O'Shea, you're a fucking prick, all right?
Do you want a fun story about John O'Shea?
Go on.
From when I was younger. Yeah. It involves Brian Kerr as well. Okay. No, he didn't.
Oh, right, well, Brian Kerr,
we were in Tyman Park and we saw Brian Kerr out walking, and me and a few of the lads went up to Brian Kerr and said he has to drop John O'Shea because he's shy. And then Brian Kerr turned around to us and said, lads, when you're manager of Ireland, you can do whatever you want to John O'Shea. And we all started laughing. And then Brian Kerr started laughing because he realized what you just said.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Actually, just looking at it now, I think it was United went 1-0 down or something like that. And I just wrote, oh dear. And then he writes back, you didn't want the hat-trick, lads, no. And then he's like, Chelsea could have been 3-0 up. Havertz should have had 3. I was like, all right, John, give us a fucking break. Anyway, fuck a prick. So, yeah, that's it. I don't know. There's not much else to really talk about with Ireland. We're going to be watching it as it goes. We'll give any updates. Shade of green, isn't it? It is. Yeah, look, I'm wearing it. Tit shaking. Yeah, lovely. Right, lads. We don't have, like I said, we don't have much going on here today, so we're struggling for content. So, if anyone else wants to get their tits out, work away. It'd be great for the pod.
No. If there was ever, just made people like tune off straight away. We haven't got much content. I see you later. Like,
see you later, yeah. We don't plan content. You know, I was playing Grand Theft Auto. That was me. Officer Wacker. Every time I fucking run across the road, Wacker, just like, all right, give us a break. But we do have a little bit. We are going to be looking at this weekend's games. So we're going to jump into the football.
Really. Hang on, can we just say Paddy has said 4 times and you've just ignored him? Predictions for the early game.
Oh, sorry, sir. I haven't heard that once. I didn't hear that once.
That's 4 times saying it.
Nil all?
1-0, Ireland.
I think no, you're right. I think we will win. And Ferguson's, I know Small Dicks is going to score.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'll say 1-0. Connor?
I'm going to say 1-1. And I'm going to say Robbie Brady.
Alrighty. Right, lads, we're jumping into the football review. Apologies. Also, apologies for bringing that up, because we're going to talk about Chelsea versus Burnley. Lads, this is going to be a walk in the park for Chelsea. It's going to be a handy 3-1 win. Burnley are struggling. Many points at Burnley off? 4 points. Actually, that's not too bad. 4 points. They've only won 4 games. They've drawn 5, and they've lost 20 games this season. I thought they'd be doing a lot better. I actually thought, I don't know if we did like predictions for like surprise of the season, but I'm pretty sure I put Burnley finishing like fucking 10th or something. Shows what I know. So, yeah, they're sitting in 19th at the moment, 4 points off relegation, or off the non-relegation.
Won their last game, though. Won their last game. They're on a roll.
Yeah. Chelsea are in 11th. We have a game in hand, lads, right? And I'm just saying, if we win that, we go to 9th.
Wow.
Oh my god. Well, depending on how much we win it, boy, we could go 8th. So Chelsea are gonna get 6th spot, I think, this season. And like, it's a bold decision. It's a bold decision, but look, I'm going with it. So lads, I think Chelsea are gonna win 3-0. And I think Nicholas Jackson's gonna score, because he has been scoring a few goals, lads. I am very impressed with him. I know we give him a lot of shit, and I give him a lot of shit. we have to bear in mind, this is his first season. He's selling into a new country. He's still young. He does miss absolute sitters, but I'm sure every striker has. But he's got, his numbers aren't the worst in the world. So there is a little bit of potential there. The one thing I will say is that Chelsea probably won't want to wait around, especially for our number nine, because you kind of want goals winning games. If he's not doing it, then we need to book that up. So, Connor, what do you think on this one?
Kind of agree. Just having a look here at some of the recent results, and Chelsea have been scoring goals, and Burnley have been conceding. Whether that's like, they only conceded one against Brentford last time out, but two, three, five. So they are leaking goals. So I can see it being a high scoring game. I'm going to say 4-1 Chelsea.
And
I'm going to say, we'll go Conor Gallagher. Is he fit? He's out injured, isn't he?
He's fucking sexy.
He's out injured though, isn't he? Or did he stay with the England team?
I don't know if he stayed with the England team or not. I haven't heard. I don't know.
I'm going to change it anyway. I'm going to say they're going to give them a little bit of gusto.
Oh, okay. Paddy, what do you reckon?
I think Burnley are going to use their win in the last game as a catalyst to get a result this weekend. And it's going to be 2-2. And Cole Palmer's going to score first.
Did you just say they're going to use it to get a win?
No, I didn't say a win. A result.
Okay, it's okay.
You listen to Paddy.
I was about to pull you off right there.
What?
Pull you up.
You going skiing as well?
Yeah. Pull him off of something else.
Okay. That's everyone's score predictions on that. Next one, Brentford versus Manchester United. Big Paddy, what do you think? Talk to us about United here.
Burnley beating Brentford in the last game. Brentford are not the same team as they were last season, not the force that they were. Ivan Toney back a few games though, so he'll always be a threat against a leaky Man United defence. Talk of Martinez being back for this game, which is a massive plus for Manchester United. But I think we will get the win here, and I think it's going to be probably 3-1 and Hoyland to score.
Okay. Connor, what do you reckon?
Hard to disagree again, just looking through. You forget things after the international break. It's like I haven't watched the Premier League in fucking months.
Feels like it hasn't been on in ages.
Brentford haven't won a game in their last six. So it's not looking good for them. They are at home and they had played the likes of City, Chelsea, Arsenal and stuff. So it had been a hard run, but then they go out and get beaten by Burnley would have been a shock. They would have expected 3 points there. So I'm going to back United as well. I think it's going to be closer. I'm going to say 2-1 to United. And I'll go with Rashford.
Connor, are Brentford in danger of going down? They're only 5 points clear of relegation zone.
I mean, I think if you're looking at those bottom five, they're probably one of the teams that could string results together and get themselves out of it. They're not doing it at the moment. They need to hit a run of form, obviously. But like, I can see them winning games in a row more than I can see Sheffield United winning games in a row or Luton or Burnley. So I think they're probably the safer of those, but they're still not in a good position. They would have been wanting a challenge for Europe this year, I'm sure. Nowhere near that.
Yeah, interesting. Do you know what? Oh, you actually think they're going to get a result here against United? I'm just giving my opinion, okay? It doesn't mean I'm right, which I will be.
We all know your opinion's usually shit.
Excuse me.
You know what they say about opinions?
What?
They're like arseholes.
Everybody has one, and most of them are full of shit.
Well, I've never heard that before. It's going to be 1-1, lads. And it's going to be Ivan Toney. And Brentford are going to be leading most of the game. And then it's going to be Rashford scoring in the 79th minute. And he's going to save Ten Hag's job. Because I think he's so close to being sacked that, you know.
How many cards are going to be in the game, Collie? Because you're doing everything else.
I would say there's going to be 7 cards. Corners is going to be 10.
On the
six and four. So it's going to be for United. So
I have to go over 9.5, then I can't do it.
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, you'd have to.
Jesus, go over 9.5 for content this week, aren't we?
Yeah. Right, that's it. Last game, Liverpool versus Brighton. Connor, talk to us.
Ooh, I think it's going to be close, you know. Brighton have been dog shit all season, and this is the game where Liverpool drop points. I don't think they will drop points. I still think they'll win the game, but.
I was like, Frank Lampard, you know, yeah. he's like being really serious, messing, and then he's like, no, I think we're going to beat.
And see what he's doing here. He's asking for two in the wall.
Oh, he's in trouble.
I think it's going to be closer than it should be because, as I said, Brighton have been so poor. They got a win against Roma, I think, in their last game in the cup because Roma were already 5-0 up at this from the first leg, so it doesn't even matter. Evan Ferguson hasn't scored in 21 games, missed a penalty in his last out for Ireland, and unless he scores today, he's not going in a great form.
21 games
is what Ting said on commentary on Saturday. 21 games in all competitions. And Joe Pedro out injured. I don't know if he's back or not for this. Liverpool always concede, so I think Brighton are going to go 1-0 up early, and then Liverpool to win 2-1. And I will... Let's see, I don't know who's back fit from international duty, so I'm going to say Cody Gakpo to score.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Paddy, what do you reckon? And also, this is your moment if you want to give Connor a grilling about Liverpool getting beaten by United.
I'd like to know what he thinks in terms of the...
For anyone that is listening on Spotify, now's a good plug. Follow us, like us, give us 5 stars. Connor has just turned off his microphone and he's turned off his camera as well.
Just like Liverpool turned off their performance.
He's pretending he's got connection issues, and yeah, that was well played. Paddy, go ahead, grill him.
I'll talk about the Liverpool Brighton game first. I think Liverpool will get the win because it's in Anfield, but I do not think Liverpool will win the league this season because I was very, very surprised at how they lost their legs against Manchester United. And that's the only reason United won it, was because Liverpool were so tired from the amount of games and fixtures. And similar to last season when they had that big come down from nearly winning the quadruple, but then lost at the end. I do feel that they're just running out of steam at the wrong end of the season. And you look at Man City in their last game, and they had like De Bruyne and Silva coming off the bench. Like, you know, they have no injuries. They're coming into the business end of the season. If you look at the Champions League teams that are left, they are the best team left in the Champions League.
Do you think they're going to win it, Paddy?
I think they very well. I think they very well could. Yeah.
Connor, do you think they obviously could? They're one of eight. They have a one in eight chance.
I think they can win it.
Fucking discuss it at the Champions League draw. That I think the four are probably favourites around one side of it, so we're going to lose two of them by the quarterfinals, you know. And we're going to end up with probably PSG and in a final, or Atletico if Atletico do what Atletico do, which is just be rats. Which is disappointing. I would have liked to have seen City Madrid in the final, or even City Munich or Real Munich, but we're not going to see that in the final, so a little bit disappointed.
Connor, but back to the FA Cup, what did you think of it all in all? Now, like, I suppose, did you look at the highlights here? And I suppose you wouldn't have bothered really after you seen the result, because I know you were
that day. I did actually watch some of that. I did watch the highlights actually afterwards. I thought it was very similar to the Carabao Cup final with Chelsea, but on the other foot. That I thought Liverpool dominated large spells of the game, but the game was quite 50-50, like the 90 minutes was quite 50-50, but it dominated large spells. Liverpool probably went into extra time, took over extra time, dominated extra time, but unlike in the Chelsea game in the final, probably scored too early and took the foot off the gas, because as soon as they got that first goal in extra time, they sat in.
Do you not think they looked tired? Like, really tired?
I don't think so. Well, they probably were, let's be real, they probably were fucking all over the place. They were short, obviously short on injuries, but it's not an excuse, because they were short on injuries against Chelsea and got the job done. I really think that they used it to sit in. and sat in. And when the equaliser went in, it's almost like they changed. They went, we can't let this go to penalties because United are in the ascendancy. Pushed everyone up, and then you get a breakaway of fucking 2v1. That's a game that's even, and there's 30 seconds left on the clock. It's bizarre. So United controlled the extra time better, even when they went behind. And yeah, I think if Liverpool had kept their foot on the gas after scoring, kept the ball up that end of the pitch, it would have been a different story, but they didn't. And on the balance of everything, United probably deserved to win it from the whole 120 minutes.
Do you feel realistically you could do the Premier League this season? Or do you just think City, as usual, well, the majority of the times you've went up against them are just too strong?
I think Liverpool, I don't know how to say dominated City in the last game, but definitely should have beaten City 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whatever that was. They were the better side by far. And that was, as I said, that was a full strength, pretty much City team. So I don't think there's that much of the difference between the two teams head to head when they play against each other. My fear is, obviously, and I've said it for this season and last season, is Liverpool dropping points in games where City don't drop points. I think Liverpool against top six are probably one of the best records in the league. But it's games like, obviously, we have Brighton at home here. It's games like Burnley away, Luton away, Crystal Palace away.
United away.
Or Liverpool drop points. Is that a penalty?
No, that's outside.
So they're the games I'd be more worried about. But I think if it was a final between City and Liverpool to win the Prem, I'd still fancy Liverpool to do them.
Klopp. We have to talk about this. Do you reckon that'll come into play in terms of giving them an extra bit of energy? Like,
you shouldn't need that, really, should you, as a player?
Yeah,
I'm sure it does make a difference. It didn't look like it made a difference against United. If you're saying that you want the club to go out on winning four trophies, like, I can't call it a quadruple because it's not a quadruple, it hasn't got a Champions League in it, but like, winning four trophies. They didn't exactly put in a performance that mirrored that against United. So I think it will help. I think they will try to drive home in the games. And that's why I don't really have a problem with those top six games or those top eight games. It's these games. How do you get yourself up to go away to Crystal Palace on a Tuesday evening, do you know, when there's someone in a dogfight and you've played six games in the last 2 weeks across Europe, Cup and whatever else?
Paddy, were you thinking of something there? You looked like you were about to say something.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about what the psychology of Klopp leaving, and his whole rationale is because he's tired. He can't keep doing.
Oh, it's 1-0 to Switzerland.
Shaqiri. Is he still playing football?
Shaqiri, shaking his hips. It was a good free kick, bottom left corner, goalkeeper side. Bazunu should be saving it.
Kelleher in.
Shite.
Always had a colleague, didn't you?
Yeah, I've said it since day one.
No, I just wonder, like, from the player's point of view, like, if Klopp is talking about being tired, he can't do it anymore, would that nearly feed into the player's psychology as well? Because you look at all these games, like Man City, Liverpool were probably better the team, but couldn't get the job done. Against Chelsea, just got the job done against, let's call it a poor Chelsea. Against
also
United.
A very poor Liverpool side. It was also a very poor Liverpool side, but the same logic.
Yeah, the kids.
There was four players who finished that game who had less than five appearances. So,
okay, all right.
Chelsea in extra time now.
And then the United game. Like, realistically, we're not world beaters at the moment either. But again, it's games like last season. You just beat a 7-0 in Old Trafford, but it just doesn't seem like you just have that same spark and drive as you have done, and you are scraping by a lot of games, conceding a lot of goals, and you just don't seem as strong as Man City or Arsenal, even, if I have to say at this stage. But look, this isn't just, well, it is me a bit picking on Liverpool because I hate them, but
Paddy's not being,
I mean, you picked out games there, right? They didn't get beaten by City, and I still think they probably should have had a penalty in the last minute. They didn't get beaten by Chelsea.
Better team, and they couldn't get it across the line.
They won a cup final. Like, you've mentioned all these games, they only lost one of them.
Home against City, you're saying the better team, but you still didn't win the game.
No, I know.
Against Chelsea, you weren't the better team.
Only lost one game in their last 25, Paddy. So, like, there's not really a whole one. One game in their last 25 games, they lost.
We could just say two in 28, because, I mean, that's only extra games. You know, you might as well call out the whole season. Like,
no, because then it falls down to 6 and 30, so I'm not going to do that, am I?
Right, well, like, I don't know. Like, I think it's fucking... I think Paddy, myself and yourself had a look at the fixtures last week, didn't we? And who were we saying? Were we saying it was Liverpool that had the easiest run in?
No, I think that the last 5-6 games of the season, Man City have the easiest run in.
Oh yeah. So City have a difficult April though, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've got Real Madrid twice in between that, and then they have somebody in between. There's a Palace or something like that they should be beaten.
Like, you see City going all the way in Europe, but you also see Liverpool going all the way in Europe. So it's whether Arsenal can use the advantage of not having those European games.
Let's be honest, Arsenal are going to do what Arsenal do best and bottle it, aren't they?
Anybody but fucking Arsenal.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I'd rather Arsenal than Liverpool because I know less Arsenal fans.
Absolutely.
I hear that...
Man, go for it.
Rob. Shit.
Imagine what we'd have to listen to on the Super Bowl night. I never get my score prediction on this, did I?
No.
Okay. Handy win for Liverpool, to be honest with you. Don't see them being any problems.
I'm lumping money on Brighton right now.
I'm gonna say 3-0 to Liverpool. Handy one. And I'm gonna say Salah. Salah's not injured.
He didn't go away with Egypt to because he wasn't 100%, so he should be fit for this.
Okay, yeah, well, that's fair enough then. That's my score prediction on that one. Lads, that's it. That is it. It's been a short and sweet one. There's, like I said, we're a Premier League podcast. Let's just advertise ourselves as that.
The League of Ireland one.
And the League of Ireland, of course, Celtic. But yeah, that's it. It's been a pleasure. If you're watching it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, lads, we might trial this on Instagram one day because we can do portrait mode now. So we can actually do it. I might just do it one week. We'll trial it out and do it on Instagram for the crack. I don't know why, but I'm hoping that we can still just upload it as normal. But yeah, if you are following us on any of your social medias, go to the other social media and follow us. You're listening to us on Spotify or Apple. What?
It'll work on any of them. So, like, all the platforms do portrait mode now. Even YouTube.
Oh my god!
Disaster podcast, Paddy. We don't need to have this.
Yeah, yeah. That's minor details, Paddy. Minor details. All right, but we might be on Instagram next week, maybe.
We're looking for content here. Your Twitter sign is still wrong as well. It's X for fuck's sake.
Listen, right. Let me see if I have another one. There. Okay. Gone. No, fuck that.
It's much nicer. That was much better.
How about this one?
Your own looks no, that's shit.
That is like a child drew it.
Save with a bell.
Okay, right. That's it. Lads, we're ending it there. Sorry, a couple of comments in there. Hi, how are you? I just subbed. What a guy. Farrell Sisters, what an absolute legend. Horizon City RP streamer is just better. Yeah, I know. Oh, that's Jed. Sorry. Right, lads, that's it.
Virtual friends.
Apparently, I'm the best PD in the city. Listen, I didn't. They're not my words. They're
pedo,
not my
the
words.
Best pedo in the city.
Yeah.
PD. Did I say pedo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I did.
You did.
Right, lads, that's it.
All over social media. I'm the best pedo in the city.
The biggest pedo.
Clip a penny to set there.
Right, lads, that's it, we're done. We may be back next week, half a Tuesday, YouTube and all the other places, so we'll see everyone then. Thank you.